people can't reach a goal if they don't have one, and then they need the tips and tricks on how to tweak the things that they're doing so they can get a better performance. What's a skill that they're not good at? If you've got a couple of people in your junior stylist or therapist team that are not good at rebooking, run a rebooking workshop and teach the skill. This is an internal marketing task that you're doing, which is building trust as a leader and trust with your team. For a long time, I honestly thought that I just wasn't explaining myself very well. And I often questioned, was it that I'd hired the wrong people or did I just suck at delegating? Do you know there was this constant mental tug of war? Is it my team? Is it me? And I'd say something and then I'd say it again and then I'd say it again in a different way and then I'd catch myself saying it again by Saturday and still I'd get the same behavior and be frustrated with my team because I was not getting what I expected. And what made it worse was that standards would slip the moment I walked out of the door. Like my physical presence felt like it was the thing that was holding the business together. And if I wasn't there, it felt like, you know, the standards would drop. Now, this is something that I've experienced in my businesses not only once, but multiple times. It's really easy to blame motivation of the team, you know, the attitude of the team, you know, even now, you know, this generation. It's easy to blame the people. But what I eventually realized is the problem wasn't my people, but there was a lack of care on my part. Like, I am the problem, I am the solution, and that is our role as a salon CEO, as a CEO of a company. And the problem was my communication was without a system or a rhythm. And with everything said in the hallway at random times, and in our world now, we have it on Slack, or you just catch people in the moment, or what's worse is you don't catch them at all, nothing lands properly. And it's not that they don't want to care, but they're not listening. They're halfway through a client and you're catching them in the hallway and people get confused or distracted because they're unfinished conversations. And as a leader, I became a professional repeater. Now, let me ask you, do you feel like a professional repeater sometimes? And partly that's our job, but I wasn't really leading with a plan and my communication was a little bit random, which meant that it was a bit disjointed and ideas and concepts and things that I needed from my team were disjointed and I was wondering why they couldn't connect the dots and make it happen. And as a result, I'd be leading as a repeater with a huge dose of frustration. So I'm sure that you'll be nodding your head right now going, yep, I've experienced that. But once I fixed the salon communication rhythm, like everything changed, and that's what I want to focus on today, because I learned that there are only five meetings, the five meetings that rule them all, a place for planned and structured communication, not meetings for meetings' sake, not meetings just to connect, to feel loved, or, you know, to chew the goss and just like connect with people so they like me. Because that's not the goal. That's not a leadership objective. And just the right conversations with the right people at the right place at the right time with the right focus and some good intent behind it because I've spent a moment think about what I'm trying to communicate and how it connects to the whole company operations. So I want to run you through like the five meetings that rule them all because there's only five. Now, there are more meetings that you could do and there are more conversations that need to be had. But if you run this cadence, flow, rhythm, if you like, of these five meetings, like you're off to the races, you're off to a good start. And this is like ground zero what you should be doing. So are you ready? I'm going to run you through the five. Okay, so number one is the daily huddle. Now, I know that you've heard me talk about the huddle before. You probably see on social media, we run our own huddle and we show you the inside of our business. But running a huddle every single day, now we call it the 9-minute huddle, only needs 9 minutes. And everybody should be there, everybody that's working that day. And if Jemima doesn't start until 2 o'clock, you run it at 8:45, just like you normally would, with or without her. And at another time, we can talk about how do we bring Jemima, who starts at 2 o'clock, into the huddle, but just run the huddle. Sometimes if some of our coaches are on a coaching call or I'm talking to an owner or something, and we can't make it to the huddle goes ahead. come what may, and we run it every single day. Now, the purpose of the huddle is to align the day, set clear priorities, cross-team communication, and set a focus for the day, because when people have a focus, they're more likely to achieve the outcome. What the huddle is not for: training, giving individual feedback, or bringing those emotional conversations because you're frustrated to talk to the team about. There's a different place for that when you're not emotional. This is really focus, priority setting, and aligning for the day. You will be surprised at the wonders of the 9-minute huddle. All right, number two is the all team meeting. Now, that is a 60-minute meeting, and it is for the whole team. And I think the work towards is to run that weekly. Too many owners are running monthly communication or quarterly communication. It's like too much happens in a growing business. Now, if you're flatlining or even declining, there's probably not a lot to talk about, but probably there should be a lot to talk about. If you're in growth mode and you want to grow and you're $500,000 and you're trying to get to $1 million, you need to be meeting weekly. And the purpose of that goal is communicate. Tell people in advance what's happening in the business. Don't let them find out by chance. Sell on updates, setting and maintaining expectations and standards. Like, if you have a standard that we do it this way, the team meeting is to help people win at those systems, processes, standards, operating ways of doing things. Communication, telling each other what's happening, when the training is, when things are outside of the norm. We've run out of 20 volt. Jemima's away right now. Just like keep communication high. We have a hashtag here at SOC is over communicate. Like, you can't over communicate. More information is power. It lets people have context about their working life. Now, what it's not for is individual coaching, picking on an individual and like pulling out the things that they're doing, not doing, venting or problem solving that ends up in loops. Like, problem solving has a framework that allows you to stay in forward momentum. And we don't want to get too personal. We want to be business orientated. So a 60-minute framework, really clear agenda. Everyone has access to that agenda. All right, meeting number three is called the one-on-one talent development meeting. Now, it's a 30-minute meeting between the leader and the individual. So it might be you as the CEO, but it might be with a salon manager. And for each individual. Now, how often you do that depends on the skills, competency, and performance of each team member. And if they're in low performance, low results, then you meet them more often. And the higher the performance, higher the results, like the more often that they reach their targets, earn commission and bonuses, and the more often that they're going through their My Next Pay Rise levels and stages, the less often you need to meet them because they're competent. The mistake many owners make is that the better the performance, they start not meeting them at all. And so if you've got a high performer, meet them monthly. If you've got a low performer or a new person into the business, then you want to meet them weekly. Like, the goal of the one-on-one meeting, this is why we call it My Next Pay Rise, is to help them get a pay rise. Because if you've got the system set up properly, when they get the pay rise or they get into commission, then both the business and the team member win. The business is in profit and the team member's earning more. So you want, as a leader, your team members to be earning more, as long as you've got the formula correct. And so those meetings are about performance, growth. And when I say performance, like results, numbers, percentages, and their key performance indicators, their KPIs. So it's about performance. It's about growth towards their next pay rise. And career progression. Like, people can't reach a goal if they don't have one. And then they need the tips and tricks on how to tweak the things that they're doing so they can get a better performance, a better outcome for them. But the number one person that reaps the benefit of better performance is the client. Now, what the one-on-one talent development meeting is not for is casual chats, last-minute corrections that you haven't properly planned, and just chewing the fat and having a good goss. Like, the goal here is not for them to like you and feel connected for connected's sake. You will be connected by helping them win. And when they win and you high-five a lot, you will definitely be connected. Hey, It's me again. I just wanted to interrupt and jump in here quickly to say thanks for listening to the podcast. I really appreciate you being here. Just one question though. If you are listening to this episode and thinking, oh my God, this is me, but I'm just not sure what to do. Well, don't worry. I've got some strategies for you. The Salon Mastery Program will help you develop and implement 100K team, 100K mindset, strategies and steps designed to help you lead your team to enjoy 100K careers and install the 100K mindset and motivation so you can help build that inside of your team. The systems, the processes to master the 100K day so you can build the $1 million salon. So I want to invite you to join me for a complimentary $1 million strategy call. We'll discuss your business, your role in the business. Let's see if I'm the right person to help you grow your business and your team. Together, we can reach the $1 million mark. All you need to do is click the apply now button in the show notes of this very episode. You're welcome to book a time, a strategy call. We'll have a chat. All right, that's enough for me. Let's get back to the episode. All right, meeting number four is the OMA. Now, this is the owner-manager alignment meeting. It's a 30-minute meeting between the owner, the salon CEO, and the salon manager. And they should be fortnightly meetings with a weekly report. So we have an OMA meeting agenda, but we also have a weekly report. So the manager sends the weekly report to the owner that has key performance indicators, updates. I have this philosophy. Information should flow up. So if the owner has to go to the manager to find out what's happening in the salon, that's information flowing down and you become the investigator. You have to go looking for the information. And we actually want to flip it and have the manager flow the information up so that the owner or the CEO is always informed and never has to go and investigate and go, how are you doing? And it's a much better relationship. So those OMA meetings are designed for, you know, role alignment, visibility over company changes and updates, leadership flow of information, and getting ahead of roadblocks so you're not on the back foot. What those meetings are not for is staff venting, friendship chit-chats, and complaining about, I don't know, anything, the world, systems, team. They need to be really focused and really clear. So fortnightly meetings, weekly reporting. Now, the last meeting of the five meetings that rule them all, we call this the talent development workshop. Now, you could say, Larissa, that's not a meeting, it's a workshop. Well, you meet together to workshop skills building, raising standards, locking in systems. So it could be 60 to 90 minutes. And this is all the team come together, or you might run talent development workshops by stage and level. So it could be your apprentices, it could be your senior or developing talent, or it could be just all of the senior leadership, or it could, you know, like whatever, depending on the workshop, obviously. But the goal of the workshop is just to develop your talent, right? So skills building. What's a skill that they're not good at? If you've got a couple of people in your junior stylist or therapist team that are not good at rebooking, run a rebooking workshop and teach the skill. Like, don't complain, oh, Jemima doesn't know how to rebook. Teach her. And instead of teaching her in a one-on-one, because that's teaching one person that takes 1 hour for you, you could teach five people, which takes 1 hour for you, and teach five people the skill. So it could be skills building, raising the standard, locking in systems. Now, what the talent development workshop is not for is rosters, complaints, admin updates. Like, that goes to the team meeting. This needs to be, you know, keeping everybody moving forward so you feel confident that standards are where they should be. So you can confidently walk out of the door and know that the standards won't drop. So there is one simple rule. If it keeps popping up, the frustration, the system doesn't work, the problem is repeated over and over, and until now you've been a professional repeater, then it belongs in one of those meetings. Is it a one-on-one? Does it come to the huddle? Does it happen in a workshop? Like, how do you overcome the reoccurring problems that are popping up? Okay, the last thing I want to cover is, like, you know, don't go out now and install all five meetings. Depending on the stage and phase of business that you're in, by revenue, by size of team, and how long your business has been around, then you can do meetings, stage your meetings. You should grow into meetings and agendas And we can walk you through those systems, what those are, and give you exactly the agenda and the steps and the how and the when. But if you are starting and you're not doing any meetings or you're not doing them often enough, like the number one meeting to start is the daily huddle. Like, it's the most powerful way to get everybody aligned and get results up. So start, if you're on the operator stage, you're new in business or you're new to meetings, start with a daily huddle. Now, if you're in the manager stage of business, so now you are the daily operating manager, you don't have a manager yet, and the focus of the manager stage of business is really setting up systems and processes to create infrastructure for the business, then you want to install the one-on-one talent development in all team meetings. And in the leader stage, which is now you have a manager in place, then you can put in obviously OMA, owner manager alignment, and start the talent development workshop. So you come out of one-on-one and into group development. And then by the time you're in the CEO stage, like, you're doing all five of the meetings. Like, you won't get to the $1 million without a good company communication rhythm, the five meetings that rule them all. And this is absolutely going to protect you from repeating yourself 12 times a week and teaching the same thing to each individual, you know, at different times. Because the goal here is to remove the constraint or the bottleneck off you from getting traction from your team, you know, not just sheer effort on your part. And we want to get away from emotional in the moment corrections or you bottling it up inside and just not dealing with it, you know, because it makes the team defensive. So your action steps now are: choose one meeting to start and fix first. Put it in your calendar, and it doesn't matter if Jemima's on holiday or she starts at 2 o'clock, you have the meeting anyway. And get a clear meeting agenda, pre-plan, inform your people about what to expect, because consistency builds a brand. And whether that's external marketing or internal marketing, like, this is an internal marketing task that you're doing, which is building trust as a leader and trust with your team. All right. Now you have a bit of a framework to set expectations, set it, say it once, say it clearly at the right place, so you don't have to be a professional repeater. Now, if you want some help going through a bit more of a systematic approach, then I have just created the five meetings that rule them all, the guide that will help you step through. All you need to do is type anywhere on my social media the word meetings. You can DM me, Instagram, on the page, in a chat, in the group, somewhere. Send the word meetings. I'll know exactly what you mean, and I will send you the guide. So I hope that's been super useful. Go ahead and put some meetings in place. That is a wrap from me today. And until next week, go well, grow well. Ciao for now.